That's not my favorite, he said. My favorites were the scary ones. He heard some sort of commotion outside and turned back to the window. Rickon was running across the yard toward the gatehouse, the wolves following him. But the tower faced the wrong way for Bran to see what was happening. He smashed a fist on his thigh in frustration and felt nothing. "Oh, my sweet summer child," old man said quietly, "what do you know of fear? Fear is for the winter, my little lord, when the snows fall 100 feet deep and the ice wind comes howling out of the north. Fear is for the long night, when the sun hides its face for years at a time, and little children are born and live and die all in darkness, while the dire wolves grow gaunt and hungry, and the white walkers move through the woods."
"You mean the others?" Bran said querulously.
"The others," old Nan agreed. "Thousands and thousands of years ago, a winter fell that was cold and hard and endless beyond all memory of man. There came a night, it lasted a generation, and kings shivered and died in their castles, even as the swine herds in their hovels. Women smothered their children rather than see them starve, and cried and felt their tears freeze on their cheeks."
Her voice and her needles fell silent, and she glanced up at Bran with pale, filmy eyes and asked,
"So, child, this is the sort of story you like?"